Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, Celtic Cafe is entering into nearly 30 years on the air, and I thought we'd do a retrospective in the next few weeks of decades of Celtic music. And we're going to start right here in the 60s. Your host, Mark Gallagher, and this session of Celtic Cafe, we are in a retrospective mood. We're going to be doing that for the next few weeks by decade, and we're starting out here in the 1960s. What you heard right there was Sean O'Rita and the Culturi Cullen, which is basically the beginning of what we know as traditional Irish music. It had kind of been dormant for a long time. There were ceilidh bands back in the 50s and dance bands and stuff like that, but not really the trad that we know and love today. In that particular track, which is called The Dingle Regatta, it featured two members of the future band, The Chieftains. Now, Sean O'Rita was a composer, and he was orchestrated, and he put together a bunch of musicians. And two of the musicians he had in this band was Martin Fay and Paddy Maloney, who would become onto the Chieftains in a short period of time after this recording, which was recorded in 1962 as the soundtrack of Playboy of the Western World, made into a movie. Now, next we move on to 15 Minutes of Fame on the Ed Sullivan Show. They weren't supposed to get this much time, but somebody dropped out. And the Clancy Brothers with Tommy Makem came on, and that set the whole thing in motion. That grand beginning of all folk music, Irish folk music, as we know it today. So here they are with Brennan on the Moor.
The town, the men doing
Scottish folk music there from the Corrie Folk Trio with Patty Bell. Of course, the Corrie Folk Trio became the Corries eventually. And that was a track from 1964 called Corrie Doon. And of course, after World War II, the folk scene in the United States with Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie kind of built steam. And by the 50s, there was folk music all over the place, especially on college campuses. But then it took Lonnie Donegan to bring that folk to the UK and to the Celtic Isles. And that's what spurned on a folk revival in the 60s. And hence, that's where we get the Corey Folk Trio with Patti Bell. And Patti Bell, by the way, is an Irish gal from Northern Ireland. We're staying in 1964 for this next track. And it's by The Next Step from Colteri Cullen, which featured Patty Maloney, Martin Fay, and now the rest of the band as the Chieftains. And here from Chieftains One is Musical Priest and the Queen of the May Reels.
You've got a wing, oh, take her up to Ringo, where the waxies sing, oh, all the day. If you had your fill of porter and you can't go any further, give your man the order back to the quay.
And take her up to Monto, 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 take her up to Monto, Langaroo, to you.
Are you heard in a bookshot foster, the dirty owl impostor? He took his mutton lost her up to Furry Glen. He first put on his bowler, then he buttoned up his trousers, and he whistled for a growler, and he said,
my man. Take me up to Monto, Monto, Monto. Take me up to Monto, Langaroo. To you.
With your head into Dublin, Fusiliers, the dirty old bamboozaliers, the wet to get the childer.
One, two, three.
Marching from the Linen Hall, there's one for every cannonball, and Vicky's going to send you all
o'er the sea. But first go up to Monto, Monto, Monto. First go up to Monto, Langaroo. To you.
Well, Kerry told him, skin the goat, O'Donnell put him on the boat. He never should have been afloat,
the dirty skite.
It wasn't very sensible to tell on the Invincibles. They stood up for the principles
day and night. Be going up to Monto, Monto, Monto. Going up to Monto, Langaroo. To you.
Now when the Tsar of Russia and the King of Prussia landed in the Phoenix Park
in a big balloon,
they asked the Polish band to play the Wedding of the Green.
But the bunkers in the depot didn't know their tune. So they all went up to Monto, Monto, Monto. They all went up to Monto, Langaroo. To you.
The Queen, she came to call on us. She wanted to see all of us. I'm glad she didn't fall on us.
She's 18 stone.
Well, Mr. Me, Lord Mayor, she says it's all you've got to show to me. Why, no, ma'am, there's some more to see.
Oh, Mahone. And he took her up to Monto, Monto, Monto. He took her up to Monto, Langaroo. To you. Well, if you've got a wingo, take her up to Ringo, where the waxies sing-o all the day. If you had your fill of porter and you can't go any further, give your man the order back to the quay. And take her up to Monto, Monto, Monto. Take her up to Monto, Langaroo. To you.
The winter it is past, and the summer's come at last. And the birds, they are singing the trees. Their little hearts are glad, but
The Johnstons there, a folk group out of Slaney in a small village north of Dublin, and they featured Mick Maloney, Paul Brady, and the sisters Lucy and Adrian Johnston. And of course, they said they were influenced by traditional Irish music, skiffle, and of course, the American folk revival. Before that, we had the beginning of the Dubliners, and that's back in 1966 with Monto. And we opened up there with that trad group we all know well, the Chieftains with the Musical Priest and the Queen of the May. Next, we move to the beginning of Rebel Songs, and of course, to start all that, but the Wolftones. Here they are off of their initial album called Up the Rebels in 1966 with a Tri-Colored Ribbon.
I had a true love if every girl had none. I had a true love, a brave lad was he. One fine Easter Monday, with his gallant comrades, he started away for to make Ireland free. For all around my hat I wear a tri-coloured ribbon, oh, all around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me why do I wear it, it's all for my own true love I never more will see. He whispered, goodbye love, old Ireland is calling. I over Dublin our tri-colour flies. In the streets of the city the foeman is falling, and we birds are whistling, old Ireland arise. For all around my hat I wear a tri-coloured ribbon, oh, all around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me why do I wear it, it's all for my own true love I never more will see. In playing and watching the dark hours passed over, the roar of the guns brought no message to me. I prayed for old Ireland, I prayed for my lover, that he might be saved and old Ireland be free. For all around my hat I wear a tri-coloured ribbon, oh, all around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me why do I wear it, it's all for my own true love I never more will see. The struggle was ended, they brought me the story. The last whispered message he sent unto me. I was true to my land, love, I fought for her glory, and gave up my life for to make Ireland free. For all around my hat I wear a tri-coloured ribbon, oh, all around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me why do I wear it, it's all for my own true love I never more will see.
When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow. A sweeter place I never did know. The rolling hills, oh, the borders. I've travelled far and wandered wide, seen the Hudson and the Clyde, courted by Loch Lomond's side, but I dearly love the borders. When I die, bury me low, for I can hear the bonny tweed flow. A sweeter place I never did know. The rolling hills, oh, the borders. Well do I have mine the day, way my lass I strolled by the Tay, but all its beauty fades away among the hills, oh, the borders. When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow. A sweeter place I never did know, the rolling hills all the borders. There's a certain place, oh mind, bonny lassies there you'll find, men say sturdy yet say kind, among the hills o' the borders. When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow. A sweeter place I never did know, the rolling hills all the borders.
More Scottish folk music there. That's Matt McGinn from his second album called Matt McGinn Again. It's a live recording from the Renard Folk Club in Edinburgh, and it featured somebody on banjo you may know of. Billy Connolly, yes, that Billy Connolly, from 1967. We've got more folk music and trad music coming to you right here on Celtic Cafe from the 1960s.
Oh, flower of Scotland, and there we see you're like again that fought and died for your wee bit hill and glen, and stood against him, proud Edward's army, and sent him home.
Preeminent Scottish folk group of all time. The Corries there, they were a trio up until 1966 when Bill Smith left the band, and then Roy Williamson and Ronnie Brown continued to play together until 1990 when Ronnie Brown died. And that, of course, is Flower of Scotland, written by Williamson, a 20th century gem of a folk song all about the strength of Scotland. Well, next we move on to something that's totally different, but it's, again, back from 1967, as was the Flower of Scotland. And a phenomenon that was taking place in Ireland at that point was very popular, was called the Irish Show Bands. This particular Irish show band is called Joe Dolan and the Drifters, but they do an Irish song, not a pop song. So here they are with Jolly Tinker.
As I walk down the shady lane, a door I chanced to knock. Have you any pots or kettles, mum, rusty holes to block? Sure, well, indeed I have. Don't you know I have? Where am I rifle to a laddie? Well, indeed I have. The missus came out to the door, she asked me to come in. You're welcome, Jolly Tinker, but I hope you brought your tin. Sure, well, indeed I did, don't you know I did. With a mare I fell down, a laddie, oh, well, indeed I did. She led me through the kitchen, then she brought me through the hall. The servants cried, the divil, has he come to block us all? Oh, well, indeed I have, don't you know I have. With a mare I fell down, a laddie, oh, well, indeed I have. She led me up the stairs, me lads, to show me what to do. And she fell on the feather bed, and sure, I fell on it too. Oh, well, indeed I did, don't you know I did. With a mare I fell down, a laddie, oh, well, indeed I did. Sure, well, indeed I was, don't you know I was. With a mare I fell down, a laddie, oh, well, indeed I was. She put her hand away down in her pocket, and she pulled up £20. Take that, me jolly tinker, and we'll have another round. Oh, well, indeed we will, don't you know we will. With a mare I fell down, a laddie, oh, well, indeed we will. I've been a jolly tinker now for 40 years or more, job me lads I ever did before. How well indeed I did, don't you know I did. With a mare I fell down, a laddie, sure well indeed I didn't.
Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Sits on the corner of Beggar's Bush, astride of an old packing case. And the dolls on the end of the plank were dancing as he crooned with a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Mm-hmm. Drinking buttermilk. Tired old hands drum the wooden beam, and the puppets they danced up and down. A far better show than you ever will see in the fanciest theatre in town. Mm-hmm. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Mm-hmm. Drinking buttermilk. Whiskey on a Sunday. But in 1902 old Seth Davy died. His song, it was heard no more. The three dancing dolls in the dustbin were thrown, and the plank went to mend the back door. Mm-hmm. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Some stormy night, if you're passing that way, with the wind blowing up from the sea, you
you can still hear the song of old Sir Davy as he croons to his dancing dolls three. Come day, go day, wishing me part into us someday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
Fare thee well, sweet Donegal. The Rosses and we thaw. I'm crossing the main ocean where the foaming billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where I spend many happy days. Farewell to kind relations, I am bound for America. It was your cruel father would not let me stay there, but absence makes a heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. And I wish I was in Sweden and seated by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass. I'd call for labor of the best, and I'd pay before I would go. And I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town of Sweden.
Couple of number ones there from the Irish charts in 1968. That was Emmett Spiceland, which is a folk group with Donald Looney, Brian Bulger, Mick Maloney, and brothers Brian and Michael Byrne from 1968. Mary from Dunloe is in Donegal, and they actually have a Mary from Dunloe, just like they have a Rosa Tralee contest in Donegal. Before that, we had my favorite guy. Before that, we had Danny Doyle and his number one track, Whiskey on a Sunday, from 1968, that hit the charts. That made him a big star in Ireland, and he went on for many years to put out all kinds of folk songs, and he actually is very popular, along with his sister in Australia. Well, next up, we go to Sweeney's Men, and here's a track called Willie O'Winsbury.
Mm-hmm. The king, he has been a poor prisoner, a prisoner lying in Spain. And Willie, o' the Winsbury, has lain lang wi' his daughter at hame. What troubles you, my daughter dear? You look so pale and wan. Oh, have you had any sore sickness, or yet been sleeping wi' a man? I have not had any sore sickness, nor yet been sleeping wi' a man. It is for you, my father dear, for biding sae lang in Spain. Cast off your berry brown gown, stand naked upon a stain. But I may ken you by your shape, whether you be a maiden or nane. So she's cast off her berry brown gown, stood naked upon a stain. Her haunches were round and her apron was short. Her cheeks, they were pale and wan. Oh, is he a lord or a duke or a knight or a man of birth or fame? Or is he one of my serving men that's lately come out of Spain? He is nae a lord, nor a duke, or a knight, nor a man of birth nor fame. But he is Willie of Winsbury. I could bide nae langer my lane. The king has sent for his merry men all, his merry men 33. Says, bring me Willie of Winsbury, for hanged he shall be. But when he came, the king before, he was clad in the red silk. His hair was like the strands of gold, his cheeks were as white as milk. It is nae wonder, says the king, my daughter's love you did win. Had I been a woman as I am a man, my bedfellow you would have been. And will you marry my daughter Janet by the truth of your right hand? And will you marry my daughter Janet and be a lord of the land? I will marry your daughter Janet by the truth of my right hand. And I will marry your daughter Janet, but I won't be a lord of the land. He's mounted her on a milk-white steed, himself on a dapple grey. And he's made her a lady of as much land as she could ride in a lang summer's day.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed our retrospective of the 60s music in the Celtic world right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. We're ending up with a couple of trad tracks. We had just before this Lonesome Boatman by Finbar and Eddie Fury from 1969 off of their album. Eddie and Finbar Fury, they started out as a backup to the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem in the 60s. And you're listening in the background to Chieftains 2 from 1969 with Plank City George Braverson. Join us in our next hour, next session, I should say, for the 70s, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. That's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Slán lát.